The tiny community of Bettles on the Koyukuk River just south of the Brooks Range may have become Alaska's farthest north concert venue over the weekend. A handful of musicians and two Alaska bands flew north of the Arctic Circle for the first Bettles Bush Bash. KUAC's Emily Schwing was there.
If you stand outside the Bettles Lodge on any given day, you'll hear the rumble of tires on gravel as bush planes touch down and take off on the mile-long runway a few hundred feet ahead. But this weekend, the residents of Bettles were treated to something a little different. It was the first annual Bettles Bush Bash.
To have live music, I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Jamie Clays runs Bettles Lodge and air service for her family. She invited Fairbanks band Sweating Honey to warm up the crowd on Friday night. They played right in front of the lodge, just off the runway, on a stage made of two trailers, an old military truck, and a few sheets of plywood. Clays says Bettles community was due for a good time.
We had our 25th anniversary of owning the lodge and my family 5 years ago, and we haven't had a party since, so I thought, well, if I'm going to do a party, I might as well make it a really big party.
More than 50 people turned out for the event. Many of them work as summer employees for the few local businesses in town or the tribal council for the neighboring native village of Evansville. Adam Melhorn works for the National Park Service. He's lived in Bettles for 5 years. As a plane takes off, he says he's never been to a concert like this before.
Most music fests I've ever been to aren't like within 100 yards of a runway with planes actively landing on it, so that makes it pretty unique.
Mike Stackhouse brought his guitar and harmonica north. These days he lives in Fairbanks, where he sings at the farmer's market. Sometimes he plays a gig at a bar in Alaska's second largest city. But he may also be considered a Bettles local. He homesteaded in the 70s and 80s, more than 100 miles down the Koyukuk River. He says he first brought his guitar upriver to Bettles in 1989.
This is a unique gig, playing outdoors in a little place like this with all the adventurers and stuff that are around here, as compared to the bar gig where it's, you know, the same old drunks that you've seen every week. So, yeah, it's special to do this, especially... One of the things I like is that the young kids were here or running around. Mostly in the bar gigs, you don't see kids. It's not something that happens.
There's only one resident in the Bettles area under the age of 18, but that number ballooned to more than 10 over the weekend. Band members brought their friends and family along to enjoy the sunshine, a pie-eating contest, and a barbecue. Jamie Clays grew up in Bettles. At 31 years old, she says it was nice to see her lifelong neighbors join the party.
Rural Alaska is just getting smaller and smaller as far as community members go. And it's kind of sad to me when I walk around town and I don't see anyone. Like, it's the middle of the day and a lot of times you don't even see another person out and about, you know? And so, like, something like this just is like a breath of fresh air.
Members from the Anchorage-based band Cold Country played their signature bluegrass tunes on Saturday. The music went on into the early hours of Sunday morning. Jamie Clays hopes memories of the weekend will last even longer. Her goal is to turn the Bush Bash into an annual event. In Bettles, I'm Emily Schwing.